Good evening.
Good evening.
Please join me in saying the Ana Bekoach.
Okay, I'm going to mute.
There's no need to unmute, Ana. I just wanted to mention from earlier when I said that we were going to do the reclass, I was thinking it was Monday. And so I decided to do the Zohar class on the holiday of Sukkot. So I hope that doesn't disturb you.
That's fine. That's fine. We actually had already done because I have it dated as the 17th, so we had accomplished it.
Okay.
Okay. I'm going to mute again.
Brandon.
Good evening, Brandy.
Good evening.
Just about to start the Ana Bekoach.
Okay, thank you.
Ana Bekoach, Gedulat Shemincha, Tati, Serura, Aleph Bet Gimel, Yutap Tzadi, Kabel Rinat, Amcha Sadvenu, Kaharenu, no ra, Ufreshayim, Sintet Nun. Nagibor, Dorshechudha, Kivavat, Shamrein, Nun Gimodalad, Yutkashin, Barhem Taharim, Rahame Sikatha, Tamim Gamle, Etet Resh, Saditat Gimel. Tasim Kadosh, Berov Tucha, Nael Agata, Petkuf Bet, Tet Nunayan. Yachid Geer, Lamcha Penei, Zofre Kedushata, Yud Gimelamed, Pezayim Kuf. Shavatenu Kabel, Ushma Tziakatenu, Yodea Talumo, Shin Kufav, Tzadi Yutta. We have brought the energy of creation into our space. We will now separate between the right column energy and the left column energy of this creation, utilizing the 13 attributes of mercy. Adonai Yohei Wahei, Adonai Yohei Wahei, El Rachum V'chanun, Erech Apayim, V'rav Chesed V'emet, Notzeched la lafim, notzea on la fesha, vechata'a v'nakei. We're going to now say the Shema, the two lines of the Shema, and just in case people didn't say it yet. Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad. Now we're going to connect to the energy of utilizing a verse from the Sulam commentary from the Zohar, from Parashah Yitro, it's Pasuk 29. But first we will start with the L'shem Yehud, in order to unify all the four letters of Hashem's name, along with our souls. L'shem Yehud Kudsha Berichu Yishkinte Bidchilu Erchimu Dchilu Dchilu Erchimu Le'achta L'shem Yud He Bavav He Yehuda Shalim B'shem Kol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah Lasok Torah Mitzvah Vayino Amadonai Eloheinu Aleinu Maaseh Yadeinu Kanenei Aleinu Maaseh Yadeinu Kanenei Rabbi Abba Amar Dekama Atar Tane Nan Dekucha Arifu Koma Diavid Leila Witata Kola Yihu Kishot Biovada Dikshot Vedleila Mila Bialma Divaye Barnash Lodaf Yalea Mineya Ulan Haga Beya Kalana Dehakulu Ovada Deep Shot Inun Wikola It's the Rift Be Alma The energy of this year, the year 5779, is that it's a year, a period of time, to become wise. There are three verses that have the name of this year, Tafshin Ayin Tet, concealed within them. And the concealment is based on two letters each. The first verse we study is Leviticus chapter 26, verse 18. Ve'im ad ele lo tishme'u li v'yasafti li'asra etchem sheva al hatotechem. The second verse that we study is from Isaiah. It's chapter 36, verse 6. Hine batachta al mishenet hakane haratzut hazeh al mitzrayim asher yisameh ishalav uvav kapo Unkava came paro melech mitzrayim lekol habochim ayalav. The third verse comes from the prophet Micha. It's chapter 6, verse 13. V'gam ani hecheleti hakotecha hashmem al hatotecha. The fourth verse that connects to this year, Tafshin Ayin Tet, that we study, starts with the letter He and ends with the letter Tet, indicating that it has the same energy as the year, because the name is connected to that Hey-Tet combination. There are 13 verses like that, and so we are going to study the verse that connects to the month of Tishrei. It's from 2 Samuel chapter 23, verse 10. Hu kam vayach v'plishtim ad ki yaga Yado v'tidbak, yado el ha'cherev. Vayas Adonai Elohei Wahe, Teshua Gedola, Vayom ha'hu, v'ham yashuvu. Acharav ach lefashet. The year 5779, 78 has the energy of bowing to Hashem in order to walk with Hashem. There are two verses that connect to this energy. The first is we study is from 2 Samuel chapter 13, verse 6. Vayishkavam non vayichal vayago hamelech lirotom vayomer amnon el hamelech tavo natamar achoti udlabev ve'enei shetei levivot v'yevremi adah. The second verse is from Psalms chapter 32, verse 5. Concealed in this verse is the name of the year, Tafshin Ayin Chet. These letters are separated by three letters each. Chatati odiacha, wawoni lo kisiti. Amarti ode ale peshai ladonai ohe wahe weata nasata awon hatati selah. The year 5777 has the energy of a wake-up call. And there are two verses also from this year that connect to this year's energy of 5777, Tafshin Ayin Zion. First verse we study is Lamentations chapter 3, verse 52. Zod saduni katzipor oyevai chinam. When we take the first letters of these words, we're able to create Satz Ki Ach, which translates as appear like brothers. When we take the final letters of these words, we're creating Dir Yam, which translates as a sea of tenants. The second verse is from Joshua, chapter 23, verse 8. Concealed in this verse is the name of the year, Tafshin Ayin Zion. And these letters are separated by seven letters each. Kim Vadonai Yohewahe Elohechem Tadevaku Kasher Asitem Ad Hayom Hazeh. The year 5776 has the energy of a pause that refreshes. There are two verses that connect to this energy as well in the Tanakh. The first that we study is 2 Chronicles chapter 29, verse 34. Raka kohanim hayu limat velo yachlu lahashit et kol ha'olot vayehaskum achechem ha'levim ad kelot hamlacha v'ad yitkachu ha'kohanim ki ha'levim yishre levav Lehit Kadesh Neha Kohanim. There are 25 words in this verse. When we take these first letters, we are able to permute them into eight names of God. Adonai, Yohewahe, Lalahe, Wawawa, Yolayo, Alame, Hey, 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 Akaha, Rekaha. The second verse that connects to this energy of the year 5776 is from Isaiah chapter 26, verse 4. Bihu Adonai Yohewahe Adead Kivbia Yohe Adonai Yohewahe Surolamim. The year 5775 has the energy of swallowing death forever. There are three verses in the Tanakh that connects to this energy. The first that we study is Job chapter 7, verse 19. Kama lo tishem imeni, lo tarpeni yad biliruki. The second verse, the next verse, is 1 Samuel chapter 23, verse 23. Uru, udu, mikol ha-machavoliya, asher yitchabe sham v'shaltem, elai el nachum, v'halaktivtem, v'chayayim yeshno, v'aretz v'hipasti, O Tob, call Alfe Yehuda. And the third verse is also from Job. It's chapter 20, verse 7. Kegelo lanetza yobed roav yomru ayom. The year 5774 has the energy of peace in the Middle East. There's only one verse in the Tanakh that connects to this energy, and that's 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 10. Usamti makom le'ami le'Yisrael, untati v'shakan, ta'atav v'lo yirgaz, od v'lo yosifu, v'nei avla la'anoto, Asher Barishona. We're going to now connect to the energy of the 72 names of God, utilizing the tool of saying the letters with their root vowels out loud in sequence. Wahe wayo layo sayote alame mehe shi la la he aka aka heta he zayo alada la awahe hea yo zalame behe he reyo he kome la awaka layo la wawahe hela. Mulaha yo 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 me la he 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 wa muta he he a a yo re ta shi a he re yo yo wa wa me la ka be wa shi re yo he wa la he he ka wa ko me nu da anu yo he a me re he a yo yo za. Hey, 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 me yocha, wa wa la yo la hey, sa a la re yo, a shi la me yo hey, wa hey, hey, ha wa hey, wa ya da nu yo, hey, hey, shi a me me, nu nu a nu yo ta, me be hey, pe wa yo, nu me me yo yo la, hey, re hey, me ta re, wa me be yo hey, hey. Anu wa me he yo, da me be me nu ko, ayo wa me he be wa, Ray a hey yo be me hey yo yo me wa me. We'll now connect to the 72 names that were revealed by the Tzaddikim. Wa 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 yo 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 sa be te a ame. Me be shi la yo hey akamu wa kameda. Hey hey yo anu da la he wa he mea. Yo ta la me re hey hey yo yo hey me me. Wa 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 ka be yo la yo wa pe nu la. Nu me ha yo hey yo. Me nu hey 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 wa. Nu yo hey hey shi a yo re ta shi a hey re la yo a wa me la yo be wa hey re yo yo wa la hey hey ka a ko me nu da a nu yo hey wa me re hey a hey yo hey za hey shi hey me ka ha wa wa la yo yo hey. Sa ala are yo, a ala meta he, wa he wa da la yo, he yo shi la la me, nu he a nu ata, me la he pe a yo, nu ko me yo re la, he be he me za re, wa he be yo a he, a la wa me za yo, da he be me kako. Ala a he he wa, re la he, yo yo me, he la yo me he me. The Tzaddikim who left today, which is the 11th day of Tishrei, waiting for the page to come up. Rabbi Avraham the Malach is the son of the Magid de Mezrich, and he's a very famous high-level new soul. Avraham the Malach is known as the Avraham the Angel. Rabbi Yechiel Michel of Zivil. And the eighth verse of the Anna B'Koach we say in a whisper. By the way, I hope you remembered yesterday on Yom Kippur to say the eighth verse of the Anna B'Koach out loud. The class tonight is a Zohar class, which you will find on the Revealed Wisdom Matrix, the first row, the right-hand column. When it opens up, scroll down to the bottom of the page where you have various holidays. And this Zohar we're going to be looking at is on the holiday of Sukkot. And the section that we're going to work with tonight is Parashat Tzav, section 16, the holiday of Sukkot, the four kinds, and the Hoshana Rabbah. And we will begin with verse 108. Dalad minim balulav. Vayinun shiva, v'itemad zayin minin, inun lav hake, ela arba'a minhu, v'inun nit Plit lata ocharanin uvovada. Vilchonit aru shiva acharanin. Leila leotara alma bekama sidrin. There are four kinds in the lulav, which are seven. Namely, there are three boughs of myrtle and two boughs of willow. There is the lulav and the etrog, totaling seven, totaling four kinds. It may be argued that there are seven kinds, but it is not so, for there are four divided into three more. The myrtle into three and the willows into two. Thus, two were added to the myrtle and one to the willow. Hence, there are seven. Through the action of waving them to observe the precept, other seven are stirred above. The seven sephirot, chesed, gevurah, tiferet, netzach, hod, yesod, and malchut, the three boughs of myrtle corresponding to chesed, gevurah, and tiferet, the two boughs of willow to Netzach and Hod, the lulav to Yesod, and the etrog to Malchut. All are to do good for the world in several respects through the above-mentioned seven sephirot. Just as the sages speak of four worlds and four species, there are seven species and seven worlds. Also, we get a hint to the 12 tribes through this Zohar verse. As a student of Kabbalah, always know that when you speak of the number 4, you are also speaking of the number 7 and the number 12. Patsuk 109. Ki a'agidehi biklala mitbarka. Mekushit uminachala damika demadua lenagid velapasik lealmin meimo milnagda alaihu vayanga ka lavat. Deha begin dehi bat la le alma ila avatata a it barka minayu beita ruta da deha beshata de knesset Yisrael it barka minayu kuhu almin. It barkan ad so gavim, it amiz be'ach kama. Di ait mar. Although it is part of the seven sephirot, the congregation of Israel, which is Malchut, is blessed from all the six sephirot above her. Chesed, Gevurah, Tiferet, Netzach, Hod, and Yesod, and from the deep river that is drawn from its source. These waters never stop to be drawn to the six sephirot, Chesed, Gevurah, Tiferet, Netzach, Hod, and Yesod. She suckles the daughter, Malchut, for she is her daughter, the daughter of the supernal world, Bina, and the lower world, Zeranpin, and receives blessings from them when they stir. When they bless the congregation of Israel, all the worlds are blessed, for they receive from her. Hence the encircling of the altar, as we learned on the 7 days of the Feast of Sukkot, the holiday of booths. Since the altar corresponds to Malchut, which receives from Bina and Zeranpin, by the seven circlings, she is filled with the seven sephirot. Pasuk 110. Vio bhita ruta da shita ku mit varka bhmaya istapka beya istavin ku mimabua vnachala amika tekola vnachta alma bekis bi ayin bayan tulachin velaya veshin leam shaka birkan le alma begin de ilane ilain kulu lachin tedira the tarpin dilchon mishtachin Tadira Uzman Chet Vavta Dilchon Bahai Zimna. Moreover, by this stirring, by waving the four kinds, all six Sephirot, namely Chesed, Gevura, Tiferet, Netzach, Chod, and Yesod, are blessed with water. Namely abundance, and are satisfied with it. They all draw from the source of the deepest river, Bina, and take it down to the world. All the four kinds therefore need to be fresh, not dry, since fresh refers to their being full of abundance. To draw blessings to the world, those trees, the myrtle, the willow, and the lulav, are always fresh, and their leaves are ever present in the tree, whether summer or winter. The time of their joy is on the 7 days of Sukkot. My commentary. Notice how the same term is used in different ways in Kabbalah. Water is chesed, and here it is being expressed as abundance, which is an attribute of chesed. Pasuk 111. Betanenan besifra diram hanuna sava dehahu chela deitpakta al ilanin ilain kochad bechad meilain lanatil. Birkan lechet bavta leila ela buzinada lechet bavta dilchon kulhu leila lechet bavta deilanim ilain letata kulhu buzina dahu deitaruta. Dilchon be'inun kadishe malcha Salyan dekad Yisrael Not leilon kola Itar bezina Davi alma mit barka Le'arka birkan le'alma. We learned in the book of Rav Hanuna Saba that the minister appointed over those trees of the four kinds each received joyful blessings from above only at that time. They all rejoice above, and the rejoicing of those trees is below at the time of the days of Sukkot. Their stirring depends upon the holy men of the king, namely upon Israel waving the lulav. When Israel waved them, everything is stirred at that time, and the world, Malchut, is blessed and pours blessing upon this world. My commentary. This is Rosh Hashanah in a time of judgment, and that judgment is manifested during the whole year. Sukkot is a time of blessing and joy, and that joy lasts throughout the whole year. The actions of the Sukkot, meaning the waving of the lulav and etrog and the hakafot, the circles, the making of circles, creates joy in our lives and the lives of the worlds throughout the whole year. Pasuk 1:12. Ketiv kol Hashem al hamayim el hakavod amar Rabbi Yose da Avraham kol Hashem ba'koach da Yitzhak kol Hashem b'chadar da Yaakov kol Hashem shover arazim da Netzach. Kol Hashem chotzev lachavot esh. Da'achot kol Hashem yachil midbar. Da'atzadik kol Hashem b'holel ayalot. Da'atzadek tzadek v'kulu. Mitgadlei al yama. Vayit shakayyan, b'maya legadla, ahidikti v'nahar, yotzei me'ayden l'hashkot, et kagan v'kulo, hanei mitarei birkan le'alma, me'ahu shakiyu, vayit shakyan, it is written, the voice of Hashem is upon the waters. El of glory, Rabbi Yossi said, this is Abraham, namely the attribute of Chesed. The voice of Hashem is powerful, is Yitzhak, namely Giborah. The voice of Hashem is full of majesty, is Jacob, namely Tiferet. The voice of Hashem breaks the cedars, is Netzach. The voice of Hashem divides the flames of fire, is Hod. The voice of Hashem shakes the wilderness, is the righteous, Yesod. And the voice of Hashem makes the hinds to calve, is righteousness, namely Malchut. They all grow by the sea, Bina, and are given water, namely the abundance of Bina, in order to grow. Hence it says that a river went out of Eden to water the garden. They all arouse blessings to the world by the drink they give to all. I am adding, truly beautiful use of this psalm, which is connected to joy and happiness. Pasuk 1:13. Kachatzi haneshava kalin talyan pamila defuma bishar yome shata pehashta la talyan ela Vilvada vanam, ovada kabayenan, vilamila begindin zina, damivares lekoshata. Come and see, these seven voices, Hesed, Gevurah, Tiferet, Netzach, Hod, Yesod, and Malchut, depend upon the words of the mouth throughout the year, and on the 7 days of Sukkot. They depend only upon deed. We need then an action, not a speech, since during the time of the 7 days of Sukkot, the whole year is blessed. I am adding, the potential in Pasuk 1:11 and 1:12, we create the potential during Sukkot while the actual will depend upon the voices of the Sephiroth, meaning our connection to the Sephiroth during each week, which manifests the potential joy that we created during Sukkot. Pasuk 1:14. Viyoma shaviya adhad usiyoma vidina tiyoma ufidkin paskin mebe mil malka uduran mitare umistaiman vihayomadiyarve nachal. Tal yan behu uvayenan liitara gevuran lemaya usachara zayin zimin liravavya lehaim izbeach mimaya deyitzak begin deyitzmalya maya hai bera. The Yitzhak, the Kanhu, it's Malya, Kol Alma, it's Barka, the Maya. On the seventh day of the feast, namely Hoshana Rabbah, judgment of the world comes to an end. Sentences are sent from the king's house, and Gibberoth are aroused and ended on that day. The willows of the brook depend upon them, these Gibberoth. One needs to arouse the Gibberoth toward the water and to circle the altar, which corresponds to Malchut seven times. Against Chesed Gevurah Tiferet Netzach Hod Yesod and Malchut, in order to imbue the altar with the Yitzhak's water, namely with the illumination of Chachma, the left column, called Isaac, that water will fill in Isaac's well, namely Malchut, that when she receives from the left, it is called by that name. When she is filled, the whole world is blessed with water. My commentary. There are 22 days of holiday in the Hebrew month of Tishrei. Hoshana Rabbah is the 20th day. It is on this day that the decrees of judgment on people are issued to the angels to manifest during the year. These judgments also include beneficial items, and that is being referred to as water. Also, the calculation for rain has been made, and that is being expressed as well. Also, the calculation for rain has been made, and that is being expressed as well. For higher level souls, judgments that we would consider negative are thought of as positive, and water by the universe in general. Pasuk 1:15. On that day, Hoshana Rabbah, there is no need of Givurot in order to draw water. The secret of the mentioned illumination of Chachma, which is drawn only together with Givurot and judgments, and to conclude them later. On that day, judgment is concluded, as there is no further need to draw the illumination of Chachma drawn through judgment. Hence, one needs to beat the will of Bauz on the ground and end them, namely their illumination, so there will not be any. On that day, there is a stirring of Chachma and the conclusion of Chachma, and we make use of the willows of the brook, which alludes to Netzach and Hod, through which Chachma is revealed by means of judgments. I'm adding, the five willows are beaten on the ground while the person meditates on the five final letters to sweeten the period called the birth pangs of Mashiach. This is a period of judgment since it is the end of the 6,000 years, leading up to Mashiach. The five are beaten five times, similar to the elevating of the five silver coins associated with the half shekel mitzvah. Verse 116. Amar Rabbi Chiyayo Vadai Haki Hu Lishapir Viyar Vae Nachal Musidra Vinachal Nafke Gibura Uvai Oma Mitare Saime Behai Oma Kati Vyashat Yitzak Vyis Por Et Beirot Amayim Beirot Kati Chaser Vyashav Mahu Vyashav Ela Yomar Kadma Yarcha Shiruta Tadina Hawa Bekol Alma Vitak Kaima Bekor Sayayo Lemedan Alma Behayoma Bayasha Yitak Lita Radinim Usaima Didin Yayah or Et Bearot Hamayim Yarka Givuran Tinit Bidneset with Israel Lita Ramaya Dehamaya Biguran Tanachtan Lealmin Lealma. Rabbi Chiya said, this is surely so, and it is well spoken. The willows of the brook are so called because from the side of the brook, namely Bina, Givurot comes out, namely the illumination of Chachma with their judgments. On that day they are aroused and ended. On that day it is written, and Isaac dug again the wells of water. The word Beirot, meaning wheels or wells, is written without the Vav, since it alludes to Malchut called well. Hebrew word is Be'er. What is again? The first day of the month, namely on Rosh Hashanah, is the day of the beginning of judgments throughout the world. And Isaac, the secret of the left column, rose to the throne of judgment to sentence the world on that day of Hoshana Rabbah. Isaac again stirred the decrees and brought verdicts to an end. Isaac dug the wells of water. Namely, he poured Gibberot unto the congregation of Israel, which is Malchut, called well, in order to arouse the water, the secret of the illumination of Chochmah. Water descends upon the world through Gibberot. Namely, the illumination of Chochmah comes down only coupled with judgment. I am adding. With Rabbi Ashlag's comments, the verse from the Zohar becomes clear. Rosh Hashanah starts the period of judgment, and Hoshana Rabbah completes the period of judgment. Then there is Shmini Atzeret and Simchat Torah, which represent the central column. Notice the idea of the Hebrew word Berot being spelled without the Vav. Thus, during the period of Tikkun, the judgment is never complete, since we really could not handle strict judgment. We need the mercy of Hashem in order to complete our Tikkun. That mercy is a longer period to complete in the Tikkun. Remember to thank Hashem for his mercy. Verse 117. Ugin b'ilein gevuran la nachtin ela b'yeava v'yoma d'iva la naicha ruchechon t'kayamei alma ela begin di alma ipsteris Lahu maitama begin di alma bidina itzere. V'kol ha'baya haki b'kich kol ha'biovada tal yamilcha v'ad kechana biovada b'tikuna. Since these Gibberot descend only by means of clouds, which are judgments, and on a cloudy day the wind of the pillars of the world rests upon them only, since it must be so, since the world needs them. Why is it so? Because the world was created through decrees, namely on Rosh Hashanah. Hence, judgment should always be revealed together with water, which means the illumination of Chochmah. So the wicked will not get hold of the left column and bring back the judgments of Rosh Hashanah. And everything must be this way, because it all depends upon actions. Therefore, through the deed and correction that the priest does below, namely the action of sacrificing, the upper and lower are aroused to be corrected and are corrected by him. In the same manner, through the deed of the four kinds and the willow of Hoshana Rabbah, Chochmah is corrected by means of judgments, which are revealed together with it, so that the wicked will not be able to take hold of it. I am adding, Gibberot comes with mercy. The 10 days of repentance, the mercy comes with judgment, Hoshana Rabbah. Thus we have 22 days of central column. We do not think of these days this way. It is helpful to think of these days as central column, since they mix both right and left in each section of days. When you think of central column, you are in central column consciousness. This is the end of our class. We have have from verse 118 to 121, and then we'll do a little bit more on Shabbat as well, so we can keep our energy about our energy up. And we'll also read another section of the holiday of Sukkot according to the Zohar. Remind you that tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. we have a Psalms class. I bid you Shabbat Shalom. Have a beautiful Shabbat. And hopefully you'll join us tomorrow morning. Shalom.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Good night.
Good night.
Shalom.